Soon there will be bands playing and football players running the length of the field at Alamo Stadium again. After 18 months of construction, the 2010 SAISD bond project was completed this week. Kamar Elhaber, SAISD Associate Superintendent of Facilities, credited contractors Joris Hunt with finishing the stadium project on time for the new school year.
There were some issues, nothing critical. We really have a top quality general contractor, Joris and Hunt, and they were able to pull resources to get us. They understand when we need the stadium back, so they were able to pull the resources and the subcontractors to get us in place.
Other school districts reported similar results for their projects over the past year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in August that construction added more than 200,000 jobs this year nationwide. Economist Ken Simonton with Associated General Contractors of America noted increases in both home building and infrastructure construction starting early this year.
Texas and the San Antonio area are well ahead of national averages. Texas has been adding population at about double the national rate in the last few years, so much more demand for homes, both single family and apartments.
The increase in construction projects is a welcome signal of a recovering economy, but there's a backstory. Doug McMurray of AGC's San Antonio chapter.
It's a good news story up until the point where you determine that you don't have the workforce to sustain the number of projects that are on the books.
We cannot get enough carpenters.
Guido Brothers Construction is also working on school projects, as well as the Riverwalk and the new Children's Museum on Broadway. Marianne Guido says an aging workforce and a decline in trade school programs has combined to create a deficit of skilled workers.
The subcontractors that perform plumbing or glass or roofing, they're really, really busy.
We're losing construction workers at a pretty steady clip.
Brian Termel with AGC says the pipeline of new workers has been dismantled over time with the reduction of vocational programs.
San Antonio is a rare exception in that you've got a pretty vibrant construction career academy in the San Antonio area. But most districts don't have a good pipeline for exposing high school students to careers in construction or training them for those careers in construction if they're interested.
If you get three or four people coming in applying for a job, you're lucky right now.
Mike Serino, president of Baker Drywall in San Antonio, says much of the workforce left construction about the same time fracking picked up. And without people, they can't bid for the work. School districts and other entities say they notice that the bids for new projects are coming in higher. Serino and others say companies have to compete for workers in a way that's never happened before.
We have actually increased incentives for field workers and did not have paid vacation in the past. We've actually offered paid vacation now, health benefits. You have to do whatever you can to try to attract the employees to you.
Meanwhile, McMurray says a new AGC project to attract young workers is having an impact. And overall, the construction increases are good for the economy.
You know, schools and hospitals still need to be built. We still need to build some office space and hotels and retail and so forth. So what will continue to happen as the city grows is that the prices of those projects will go up slightly. And the responsibility that the construction industry has in the big picture is we've got to do a much better job in attracting craft workers into our industry, and we've got to keep them once they're there so that they don't drift off to other sectors when there's a slight lull in activity.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.